There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Second, we're having a conversation, and then he gets all confused.
Because
I know we're going to talk to Ivan Eland about the situation with ISIS and Boko Haram.
Yeah, Jeff Gordon has converted, and he's now a radical Islamic terrorist.
Oh, good, okay.
So start that rumor.
He's going to keep running around in left-hand circles and just shooting everybody.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're talking about.
Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. How many of you go to Burger King for a meal from time to time? Raise your hands.
I've been to Burger King.
Been a long time since you went there?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Richie, Burger King?
Don't go there.
Don't go there.
Mm-mm. I was just there recently because my friend Brian Whitman, who's in radio, only likes to eat at the Burger King. I mean, you could offer him to go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, and he wants to go to Burger King.
True.
So I have most recently been, and you know they have Status Fries, which are these low-fat baked French fries that were very delicious.
Really?
Well, they have dropped fountain drinks from their children's menu. They are no longer merchandising these fountain drinks as part of the Burger King children's meals. This move has been under duress. I think they did it because there are a lot of advocacy groups who are pushing McDonald's and Wendy's and Burger King to stop serving this sort of thing because it's not good for soft drinks. Are not good for anybody. They should drop them. They shouldn't even have them in the store. If I were running them, I would try to start something new. But then I wonder, is that the image that they have? Remember when McDonald's tried to sell you on healthy food, and that didn't work much.
I heard a fascinating news report yesterday about McDonald's.
Really? Well, their sales are sliding. They're not doing well at all.
Globally, their sales have slid 2% in the last year. Okay, not a good thing.
Yeah.
Nationally, they've slid 4% in the last year.
It is slid. Yeah.
4% in the last year.
Yes, that's true.
Yet.
Yes.
Their Super Bowl commercial was one of the most popular commercials.
How do you explain that?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's what they said. They said, if people love your marketing but don't love your product, you've got big problems. And that's what they're staring at. The marketing guy from McDonald's is coming up with all these really good campaigns, and yet their sales are still sliding, and it's just because people hate you.
I don't think. Do you think they hate them?
No, they don't hate them. They just they're hip to it.
They're not. It's not customer preference anymore. That's my father's term when he was selling clothing for 40 odd years. He always used to know what customer preference was. And customer preference is just what are people telling you they want to buy. Men want to buy a white Oxford button-down shirt for dress. Mm-hmm. Right? Pretty standard?
Yeah.
All right. What do women want to buy that's the equivalent of that? Is there anything?
The little black dress.
The little black dress, yeah.
The little black dress. Okay. And would you wear that on a first date? Jennifer?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That's the go-to dress, man.
So yeah, when women want to look hot, they always wear the little black dress.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm trying to remember whether that's ever been the case.
I have a semi-little black dress.
Just like your go-to first date outfit is corduroys and a turtle top.
Yeah, but
turtle.
You know what?
I might change that if that were to be the case. I would maybe wear a... You don't think it would be better? I'd make a better impression if
white
I
had Oxford.
On a, a white Oxford shirt.
Yeah. Where are we going on the first date? Like, if it's a fancy first date, it is so nice to see a guy in a collared shirt. Actually, you know, on any first date, if you wear a collared shirt, I know you're serious.
So what about
a tie? You
show
up in a t-shirt. Oh, you know, tie might be a little overkill.
How in the world would you have a first date with somebody wearing a t-shirt?
I have friends from West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And forget that. You have this friend. I've dated many a man in t-shirts. Their first date, because we meet for a drink. So we go to a sports bar, and they think they can drink in a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Now, I think if you wear a collared shirt, you're serious. A tie might be overkill unless you're going to a really fancy restaurant, which is probably too much for a first date.
Yeah, so. A tie means you're really...
Yeah, first date is too much.
I might not trust you
restaurant?
If you show up in a... Well,
really?
You don't want to do a fancy restaurant for the first date, no.
Really?
You want to do something like semi-casual.
Too much pressure.
Right. You want to do a cocktail?
Yeah.
Listen to Ken.
Also sets the check too high.
Yeah.
I might not like you. I don't want to spend $130.
The third date, when you're trying to seal the deal with the boom chicka boom boom, that's when you do the tie and the
third date.
Third date.
Oh, that's the rule. Yeah. Third date it's for everybody's rule. Sometimes it's the fifth date, but then when you get old and desperate, it becomes third date.
Nice. There you go. Andy.
Sure. Glad we're in that tie at Burger King.
Yeah, I was glad I asked that question.
Aren't you glad we're not out in that scene anymore?
Yes, absolutely.
Lila, is it Lila or Layla Ali?
Layla.
Layla.
Layla, daughter of Muhammad Ali.
Love her.
Okay. Undefeated in boxing, 24-0 record. Yesterday, TMZ chased her around at the L.A. Airport, and they wanted to know what her status was. She said...
She's retired.
Well, they were trying to get her. You know, this Ronda Rousey, is that how you pronounce her name? She's a UFC fighter. She beat some girl last week in Las Vegas when I was there in 14 seconds. She was in the hotel next to where I was, and the town was crazy with people that went to see that fight. And so she was asked by TMZ whether anybody in the country like this Ronda, what's her face, could beat her, and she said, nope.
Good for her.
I'm not a UFC fighter, and she's not a boxer. But then they kept asking her, and she said, no woman in the world can beat me, period. End of story.
She has a great mindset. You know, she's very into positive thinking, and that's what I really like about her.
Don't we all have to be that way? We need to.
Yeah, nobody can beat me.
Jim Pee-wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects a legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee-wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home number 3030.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on SKU 300469 in store and online. It's $3.28 while supplies last. See store, staples.com for details.
Hi, Ben Eland is back with us again on the Good Day program. Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I want to talk to him about the relationship now between Boko Haram and ISIS. I think it was yesterday we were talking about this, and you wrote about it in the Huffington Post this week. The Boko Haram group pledged allegiance to the Islamic State of to ISIS. Let's get down to the bottom line here. Why? What's the story with that? What are they trying to prove?
Well, I think there have been affiliates pledge in Libya, Afghanistan, Algeria, Egypt, etc. And I think, it's sort of like, the hot Hollywood star. Everybody wants to hitch their wagon to them. And I think that the reason they're hot in the jihad world is because they actually hold territory. And what a lot of jihad groups would like to do in their own region is to set up an Islamic state where they have Sharia law, which is the conservative Islamic law. So I think because they've had these battlefield successes and they've set up this caliphate in parts of Syria and Iraq, other groups want to use their name to get funding, attract fighters from other countries, et cetera. And this is much like happened after 9/11 with al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda was the hot commodity among Islamist groups, and so the same thing happened. We had a lot of al-Qaeda affiliates, al-Qaeda in Iraq, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, et cetera.
What sick stuff this is. So ISIS is a threat.
Yes, it's sort of like dark marketing, but of course ISIS is an expert at videos and marketing and that sort of thing. And it really proves that the old adage that there is no bad publicity when you're chopping people's heads off, burning people in cages, and you're getting reinforced by all the media attention. Of course, you're going to do even more heinous things, and you're going to attract followers in other countries which want to sponge off your publicity. So it's sort of a dark downward spiral.
All right, so do we have anything to worry about? We're not doing anything about ISIS. We're not doing anything really about Boko Haram. I say we, the international community. So are these people going to keep growing? Will they attract enough? There's supposedly 20,000 in ISIS now. I don't know how many in Boko Haram. But they seem to be unstoppable, mostly because nobody's doing anything about it. Am I right?
Well, I think actually, unfortunately, and we're not really doing much about Boko Haram. We're training some of the other countries, militaries around that area, and I think that's actually probably the best response. Unfortunately, we're trying to do that in Syria and Iraq, and we're having there's been a little bit of success on the ground, with the Iraqi forces beating back ISIS a little bit. But the problem is we've got another problem. As a result of our invasion of Iraq, Iran has become the big power in that region, and they're supporting militias, and those are the ones that are really effective in fighting ISIS, not the Iraqi military, which we trained for 10 years. So, unfortunately, we do have some forces on the ground, and that's what you really need is local forces on the ground. Even U.S. troops, as good as they are, they don't know the area, they don't know the intelligence, they don't know the culture, et cetera. So you really need local or regional troops.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Done this for a while. Thought it would be appropriate for us to go back to this week in 1976 for a review of the top five songs, just for fun. Starting with a song Gary Wright made very popular called Dreamweaver. It was the number five song this week in 1976. Let's get a little piece of this review.
Riding high through the starry sky, maybe to an astral plane.
All right, we got this memory in our mind, right?
Help me.
Yep. There.
So, all right, so that's
and I'm
Gary.
Excited to get to number four, so let's
all right.
Jump, speed
up. Let's go. Number four of Newsweek 1976, Eagles. It's a good song. It will have either made it to number one by this time or it will go to number one. This is one of the great tunes. The Eagles got such a great repertoire. This is one of the best.
Awesome.
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 Awesome, Richie.
Yeah.
Making love. Oh, no, making money. All your money making love.
Had a couple of martinis once.
It's a good variety of music from this week in 1976. Number three song goes to the Miracles. Smokey.
No, no Smokey.
No Smokey, just the Miracles by themselves. This is Love Machine Part 1, not to be confused with Love Machine Part 2.
It's high time to you, whenever I think of you. My mind blows up you. When I look in your eyes, my mood starts to rise. And I become confused. My thoughts are twisted. When I'm sitting next to you.
Smooth, right?
Yeah, good stuff.
Back from the Miracles. Number two song belongs to Eric Carmen, who is the lead songer of the Rat Lee song. What are you doing?
Just wanted to see if you'd notice.
There's no difference between those two songs.
Oh, no. I feel the tears are going to start right now.
All by myself, Eric Carmen. You're talking about me or you? What, because we're all by ourselves? Eric Carmen had been the lead singer of the Raspberries and created a big hit with this. What are you clapping your hands for?
Snapping.
Why?
I'm going to judge this song up a little bit. It's depressing.
It is depressing.
All right, let's
never, let's get to number one.
Yeah.
Another long playing this for. Are you trying to test me?
No.
This is not December 1963.
It sure isn't.
It is not.
Is that what the number one song is supposed to be?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, somebody wrapped up the wrong song for me. Hold on a minute.
Nice.
I can get it here.
All right. I just want us to know and tell people that we know what the real story is. Probably if I had gone along with you, nobody would have known the difference. I would have known the difference. And this program's all about the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help us all.
Oh, what a night.
Four seasons, number one. Crank it up, Richie.
Late December back in 63.
What a great show. Not a good show. It's a great show.
Yeah. It's the
Broadway.
An awesome show.
I did not go to see the Motown.
So
I
good.
To see. That's a good one, too.
Oh, no. I'm talking about Jersey Boys.
But there are a lot of these. The Mamma Mia show is good.
That's a good
Four
one.
Seasons good.
I want to see the Elvis one, too, with the music of Lieber and Stoller.
Yeah. I haven't seen. Is that around now?
I think it's still around.
I would, see that. I would like to see that as well.
Yeah.
All right, so there we have it. Gary Wright, Dreamweaver, number 5. Eagles, Take It to the Limit, number 4. Miracles, Love Machine, number 3. Garrett Carmen, All by Myself, number 2. And The Seasons, 4, with December 1963. Number 1, this week, 1976.
I'd say 10.
4, 5,
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale?
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Ron Delano, Attorney Houston.
Attention, mesothelioma cancer patients. You may be entitled to compensation from the billions of dollars available from asbestos manufacturers, including VA benefits and medical assistance. You may not have to file a lawsuit. Mesothelioma patients, don't wait. Call now for a free consultation and to find out how much financial compensation you may be eligible to receive. Call 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Time is 33 after the hour. Running down who's here, it's Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a few moments to have his input on the report regarding testosterone therapy. A lot of people reviewing what the Mayo Clinic said last week in their report. A lot of controversy about that. What should you know as a man and or a woman who's with a man who's taking testosterone, all of that sort of thing is important. I also may, I don't know whether this is for Jack Ritchie or whether we talk about the report on alcohol and when alcohol intake peaks. I'm shocked, frankly.
At, like, what age?
25.
Yeah, I can definitely concur.
Really? Well, because that's where you were? Is that?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Men generally drink more alcohol than women do, but the genders go through similar changes in their drinking habits over their lifetimes. Both men and women report a sharp uptick in alcohol intake during adolescence that peaks in early adulthood, plateaued in midlife, and then declines in older age. Is that, did your mother and father, how did they do in the drinking department, Richie?
My mom and dad were social drinkers.
Mm-hmm.
Never drank at home, you know, type thing. But they'd go out and they'd have a couple drinks.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Kenny?
Very rarely. My dad would have a beer or two when he was cooking something on the grill. Maybe the occasional glass of wine at home, but it was nothing more than that. Very rare.
All right, now we get to the lush Jennifer.
Oh, come on. Actually, my answer will surprise you. When I was a kid, I don't remember my parents drinking hardly at all. Every once in a while, my dad would have a beer, like if he was working outside. My mom might have a glass of, like, that boxed white Zin.
Mm-hmm.
But as a kid, I don't remember seeing them drink very often. And then my dad, you know, in my teenage years, he started getting into wine, so then I would see him drink wine.
Yeah.
But not until I was a teenager. And I know, like, my dad was a total dork. He did not party at all during college. Or any or high school,
right,
or anything like that.
Great friends, because we
were doors. Yeah, but my mom, now on the other hand, she was the more wild of the two.
Really?
Now, let me tell you something.
She was a hippie. I think she liked
it. I've left the table with you and your dad with several bottles of wine empty.
Yeah.
Now,
because we like wine. Right. Yeah, but that was not... When I was a kid, he would have, like, maybe... I mean, he never drank wine. He had a beer here and there, or, you know, but that was it.
All right, so this is a study of 60,000 people over a 34-year period, 1979 to last year. It's the first time this kind of extensive data on drinking behaviors has been put together. That it was interesting to move from beyond the people in their 20s that are drinking most of the alcohol. The average 25-year-old man drinks 10 drinks a week. Women drink about 4 to 5 drinks at the same age. Women's intake, on the average, less than men's. Let's see here. People drank less as they reached middle age. By the time they were 60, men reported drinking an average of 3 to 5 drinks of beer a week. By 70, women reported drinking about 1 to 2 drinks a week. That's fairly... I just find that stuff sort of fascinating, looking at people all over Europe and our country. So that's that story. That's that study. Anyway, here's something that maybe has legs. We were talking earlier about gun registrations being down, and I probably should have put this story with that conversation. The story from Nevada about a mother named Valerie Wilson who went to the Nevada State Assembly Judiciary Committee last week because she wanted to support a bill proposed to amend a state law that blocks her husband and her from having foster children because they have permits to carry loaded firearms and keep the guns in their Las Vegas home. She said she was heartbroken because we had to choose between having foster children and having loaded guns in the house. Who thinks that's okay? Not okay?
I don't know.
The story at DougStefan.com.
Here's the gig.
Yes, Richie?
My kids, I can raise them and teach them how to handle and what the proper behavior is in a house with guns. And if you bring in a child that's going to be with you for 6 months, a year, maybe that's harder to do, and maybe that's what they're looking at.
Well,
could be.
Okay. These kids who are foster children, lots of them bring so many problems.
Yep.
Yeah.
Drug problems, mental problems.
Mental problems, too, sure.
And a lot of it you don't know when you first get them.
So is that an argument for or against? I mean, again, if the kid gets out of control, you need a gun? Or is it we don't want to have the guns around because the kids are out of control?
In place now so that you don't have guns.
It is. So is there much chance of them changing that?
I'd be surprised.
Mm-hmm. Don't you wish we could just have common sense so that we didn't have to have so much legislation?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
When the government wouldn't have to get involved because we would know to lock up our guns if we have them in the house with someone who's not mentally right or needs a little extra help.
Speaking of not mentally right, the story of these two women who came from California, if I remember correctly, they defaced the Colosseum in Rome.
They were Californian.
Yeah, markers or something. They chiseled.
They carved their names.
You know what they do to these
and then they
people?
Did a selfie.
They're idiots.
They should throw them down in the pits and feed them to the lions.
Oh, my God.
Huh? That's why people hate Americans for that exact reason, because we're just so stupid and arrogant when we go overseas.
The arrogance of this country.
When you go there, I sat there all day long.
It's history.
It is an amazing feeling, an amazing feeling.
Place,
to see the Colosseum and just to see what took place there, and it's just how somebody can do this.
But it's so basic. It's like stupid gang members that have to graffiti everything. It's like leaving your pee on a mark. I mean, it's dogs peeing on their property so that they know where they belong. I mean, it's just gross.
Yeah,
that's fine. Get them out of here.
More of that though.
I'm sure there is. They just got caught.
Nobody catches people doing that stuff.
They got caught.
They got caught how?
Because they took a selfie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the carving.
Right.
And posted it on Facebook.
Once again, there you go.
Brilliant. At work.
Yeah. Here's the story of another discovery. This is from the era of Alexander the Great. Cavers have found some treasure in Israel. The fellows Hen Zakai, who's the explorer, Recently went out looking around with his father and a friend of theirs, members of the Israeli Caving Club. They spotted shiny silver objects, one of the most well-hidden stalactite caves in northern Israel is where they were. As they moved in for a closer look, he found two ancient silver coins stashed inside a little nook. Coins were meant to be hidden, perhaps to be retrieved at a later date. They've been in this cave for 2,000 years.
Wow.
Can you imagine? They found there have to have been other people gone. They just didn't see this. They were minted during the reign of Alexander the Great, who conquered this area in late 4th century B.C. One side of the coin is an image of Alexander the Great. The other side has an image of Rich McFadden. Oh, no, wait a minute. This is Zeus sitting on his throne.
That's right, Rich McFadden.
Yeah, sitting on his throne.
I confuse it.
I just have
time.
A different throne.
E-I-E-I-O.
Yeah, you bring your newspaper to yours, right?
You know that ISIS was destroying all of the ruins in Iraq.
Yep, they're getting rid of all the antiquities.
And just knocking over statues, thousands of years, just totally destroying things.
Yeah.
Now they're going into Iraq, and they are burying these museums in sand. And just saying, okay, if we just kill the access to the place, they won't be able to get to it to destroy it. Right. So they're just walking up to the museum and just burying it in sand and saying, okay, hopefully they won't even see it. They won't be able to get access to it.
With these people,
I don't know.
That's what you're dealing with. 17 before the hour, we'll deal with the testosterone study, which has a lot of people concerned about what they're doing, what they ought to be doing. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a moment with his update. And I think those of you who are men in your 40s, like Richie and Kenny's age and beyond, y'all want to listen to this. Stand by for it, and it'll be in your ears next year on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
I'd say 10, 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams has about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
October.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Beer, responsibly.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
According to the latest Heartland Monitor poll, Americans have significant confidence in the ability of local government, nonprofits, and local businesses to address pressing social changes. Allstate Chairman and CEO Tom Wilson.
Way too often we spend our time talking about national problems, and what we really have is a bunch of local solutions.
To highlight, support, and encourage local innovators across the country, Allstate has joined with Atlantic Media to launch the Renewal Awards.
Local communities are, of course, where everything happens in America, and Allstate is in about 10,000 of those, and we've been there for 83 years. And it's through those relationships and that history that we have a good sense for the people who should win these.
One specific award will recognize millennials who are making a difference.
If you look throughout history in America, tons of social change has come from youth. And what we want to do is encourage youth to rise up, take their rightful place, and help us change the world.
Winners will receive a $10,000 grant from Allstate and be profiled in National Journal Magazine. To find out how you can get involved or nominate someone else, go to renewalawards.com.
Honda made Osimo, the world's most advanced humanoid robot.
Hello.
And the Honda Dream Garage sales event, where you could get a great deal on a Honda Pilot, the most durable, longest-lasting SUV in its class, with room for up to 8 humanoids.
Are we there yet?
During the Dream Garage sales event, get 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers on a 2015 Pilot. Now, at your Honda dealer.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on IHS Automotive, Polk U.S. Vehicles, and Operation Registration Statistics 2003 to 2013. See your local dealer for financing details.
14 before the hour now, Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us on the Good Day program. He has the ForbiddenDoctor.com website, the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. There's a free ebook on vaccinations that gets into the science and not just the hype around that subject. You can sign up for it by signing up for the ForbiddenDoctor.com. It is part of what you get. There's a lot of information that comes there. It's not the traditional information, and that's why I decided we ought to have Jack talk about this FDA statement on testosterone, which contradicts a lot of medical experts. You'll remember last week, perhaps, the FDA released a statement which basically put some experts at Harvard and the Mayo Clinic at odds with them. This is pretty unusual. Testosterone therapy and cardiovascular risk was a Mayo Clinic proceeding that was published earlier this year. There's an article also in Science Daily featuring Harvard urologist Dr. Abraham Morgenthaler, and he rejects the linkage between testosterone therapy and cardiovascular risk. That's basically what the FDA is saying, Jack, that if you take too much, if you've got too much testosterone or you take too many testosterone therapeutic, whether you get shots or you take the capsules, whatever it is, it could cause a heart attack. What do you think about all of this?
Well, anytime you reverse the processes of nature by flooding the body with some outside steroidal hormone, like something as powerful as testosterone, you're going to overwhelm the body's natural endocrine balance by doing these kinds of things. The whole idea behind the therapy we use in our office is to build the organs from the inside out with proper nutrition aimed at those organs so the body can regulate its own endocrine balance. It's something just as simple. I'll be 65 this year. And for guys, thank you. And for guys my age, if you want to increase your testosterone because you know you're putting on too much fat, your muscles are starting to get weak, if you just go work out 2 or 3 days a week for a half an hour at a time, resistance training, you will naturally build your testosterone levels back up. But when you start taking shots or you're using patches or you're taking some other form of testosterone therapy, you are putting a very powerful hormone into the system that the system has to, through its positive and negative feedback mechanisms, have to deal with. So it's got to alter this particular hormone, or it's got to build this particular hormone up, because you have these regulatory systems in your brain that's watching this stuff all the time. And if a sudden flood of a very powerful hormone shows up, same thing with HRT with women, with estrogen therapy. As soon as these things start showing up in the body has to start responding to it. It's not like you're just, well, these roses over here need a little more water, and these strawberries over here need more sun. It's not that simple. You have such complex systems regulating these levels inside the body that anytime you throw it a curveball, there's going to be some problems. And this is one of the times when I definitely do agree with the FDA. Because when you're doing these kinds of things that upset the natural balance inside the body, sometimes sometimes there's hell to pay. And it can have cardiac problems. It can have pancreatic problems. You could have some vestiges of embryonic tissue inside your body from your fetal development inside your mother's womb that's still just hanging around waiting for that little signal down the road. And for a lot of guys, it's a testicular kind of thing, so that when this growth hormone shows up, like testosterone is, suddenly you can have some explosive tissue growth that you don't want. So I, you know, my whole idea behind the female and male reproductive therapy as far as the endocrine glands are concerned, we target these organs with nutritional concentration to get them back online. And it can take anywhere from a few months to 2 or 3 years, but the body will respond when it's given the micronutrients that it needs. And part of the problem that we're suffering from in this country today, whether it's cancer, whether it's heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, most of these...
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
My brilliance extends far and wide, doesn't it, Richie?
Yeah, it sure does. Never ceases to amaze me.
I know. Isn't it great? Okay, here we are on the Good Day program, 53 and change after the hour. One of the things I look forward to most, and I have a lot of things on this program that I love. I love being here. My pal Warren Eckstein, who is the host of The Pet Show. That's heard every weekend on great radio stations all around the country. Every day he's into it. And he likes to bring us up to date on some of the issues featuring pet care. I have something that really puzzles me, shocks me, about this 3-year-old Irish setter. The story we'll have in a moment for Warren. Plus, of course, Richie would like to distract the conversation with a question about his pugs, so we'll get to that as well. What's your question for Warren? You can always submit it. Send the question to Doug@DougStephan.com or Warren@PetShow.com. Warren's here in a moment on Good Day.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Regulating greenhouse gases is actually worth money. Believe it or not, regulating greenhouse gases will generate a fortune. So who should get it? The cap and trade climate change bill looks to create an estimated $150 billion in the first year it takes effect. Then within 40 years, greenhouse gas regulation should generate $3 trillion worth of value in the United States alone. So where should that money go? A coalition called the U.S. Climate Action Partnership, curiously consisting of GE, General Motors, Ford, DuPont, and Chevron,
Shell, Duke Energy, Florida Power and Light, and Pacific Gas and Electric will meet to lay claim on all this free money. But should it go to utility and oil companies or to government investments in new technology, along with the customers who'll be facing rising rates? We'll keep you informed.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
All right, so Warren Eckstein is here from The Pet Show. Animal lovers shocked. Did you see this story about this Irish setter that was fed poisoned beef at the dog show in England?
And yeah, the cross dog show, which is the equivalent of all Westminster, sir. What a horrible situation.
Well, was this done? I was trying to figure out whether this dog showed was looking good, and I wonder if a competitor was responsible for poisoning the dog.
Well, you know, it's an interesting question. Years ago, before I got smart and I was involved in many dog shows, whether it be judging or showing dogs, the bottom line was a lot of people that competed would try to win no matter what they needed to do. And
right.
I'm not saying they're all bad, but I remember, for example, showing a dog in an obedience ring, a male dog in an obedience ring, and having someone bring two female dogs in season to the edge of the ring to distract the dog I was working with. So there's a lot of stuff that goes on because there's big money, obviously, involved in dog shows, and that's why I'm not involved with them anymore. But what a horrible, so you're right. It's very possible that someone competing with another Irish setter wanted this dog gone in that war.
So you want to explain what in-season means for the unwashed?
In-season means, you know, basically, how do I describe in-season? The dog is ready to give birth, and the dog is having its period, basically, is what's going on. Happens twice a year with most dogs, certain breeds once a year, but it really is distracting for other male dogs. Instinct takes over, and they don't want to sit and stay in the middle of the ring. They want to run out and meet that female.
I wonder why they call it being in heat. Cows, horses, animals.
Because they're hot, Dougie.
All right, we are going to ponder. Richie's got a very important question for all
jumping bugs.
Yes,
jumping. So, Warren, it's starting to get warm out here in D.C., and we were out the other day in the front yard chatting with a neighbor, and the pugs were outside, and they're good off-leash, so they were running around, but they started to jump up at my neighbor, at her legs, and just kind of playfully nip at her, like her hands are down by her side, and nip at her fingers, and they do this with us in the house, and we just think they're playing, but now, obviously, they're going to be doing it with other people, and the other people don't know how to take it or what they're doing. How do I
teach them not to do that? Well, this is a dog problem. Listen to me. Careful. You take the dog's in the house, he jumps on your legs and does the exact same thing, and you guys think he's playing, so you're having fun with it. Then when he does it outside,
right,
it's the wrong thing. So to yell no at this point is to create the psychotic dog. So what you need to do is when the dog is jumping inside like that, that's when the leash should come out, and some basic training at that point to gain some control, and the same thing will take place outside. Because you can't, you know, let me put it this way, I love my dog to jump on me, but he can't jump on other people. So
right.
What I did is I taught him not to jump at all, and then I used the word puppy up. I'm so creative. I use the word puppy up, which is, it's okay, now you can jump and play. So first stop it, then teach it as a command. That's the best way to resolve it.
Okay, and that won't confuse them when I tell them it's okay, or just
no,
a specific command.
No, won't confuse them at all. They'll know the difference. It's just like a police dog that knows when to be nice and when not to be nice. They're trained to do that. So yeah, if you teach the dog not to jump up and then teach them to jump on command, you're fine.
Thank you.
Whether to be naughty or nice, that's your choice, or the dog's choice.
My dog to jump on me, but you can't have a big dog jumping on
ground.
That's
you got to keep him from doing that with others. It's hard to do that with the people around. All right, Warren, thank you. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on today's Doug Steffen Good Day Show, 59 past the hour. America Weekend is a production of Steffen Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K Sound and Recording.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.